Hospitals are facing tough decisions amid the rising COVID-19 numbers. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily. On this Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, I'll have that, plus the governor wants no quarantining for students exposed to the coronavirus, and the first round of ice storm cleanup is nearing completion. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
Support for KOSU comes from listeners just like you, who make a donation in support of the news and the music KOSU brings you. Become a member today and get some cool member benefits. Just click the donate button on kosu.org.
Oklahoma hospitals are nearing the point of rationing care because of COVID-19. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports health experts are urging Oklahomans to ramp up safety precautions.
Oklahoma's coronavirus figures have yet to drop, and health experts are again ringing alarm bells about hospitalizations.
As the positivity rate goes up, hospitalizations follow.
That's Oklahoma Hospital Association President Patty Davis in a briefing with the Healthier Oklahoma Coalition on Tuesday. She noted that the state's positivity rate is at an all-time high.
The next 30 to 45 days are going to be extremely critical in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoman newspaper reported Friday that the Integris Health Medical System was creating a plan for a crisis standard of care. That designation means the hospital is too overextended and it will have to ration care to those most likely to survive. Davis said Integris isn't alone in having to prepare for that situation if hospitalizations continue their upward trend. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
29 new deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to more than 2,800. 21 of the deaths were Oklahomans 65 years or older. 5 were between the ages of 50 and 64, and 3 were 36 to 49. The health department also reports more than 2,200 new positive tests for the virus, as there are more than 40,000 active cases in the state. In the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 4,200 new infections and 33 deaths per day. Governor Stitt wants students exposed to COVID-19 back in school without quarantining. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports.
Governor Kevin Stitt says Oklahoma students need to be in the classroom. That's why the state announced if students are exposed to COVID-19 at school and masking is in place, they won't have to quarantine.
This is what's best for our students, period, end of story.
The policy, which defies CDC guidelines, has been adopted in several states, including Missouri. It was being used late last year by several rogue districts in the state, but was condemned by Health and State Department of Education officials at the time. A spokeswoman for State Schools Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says she nor the state's education department were consulted on the plan. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
In a statement, Hoffmeister says she can't in good conscience support ignoring quarantining guidelines from the CDC and other infectious disease experts. She adds, while in-person instruction is critical, so is mitigating the spread of the virus, and they are not mutually exclusive. The Choctaw Nation is partnering with the Oklahoma State Health Department to administer the COVID-19 vaccine. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
During the month of January, the Choctaw Nation Event Center in Durant will be open every Wednesday so that healthcare workers, those 65 and older, and first responders can get their initial dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccinations are open to everyone, not just Choctaw Nation citizens. The Choctaw Nation donated this space to the Oklahoma State Department of Health to speed up the vaccination process. Jeff Hansen works in the Public Safety Division for the Choctaw Nation.
We are not in this to make money by any stretch of imagination. We are definitely wanting to do this to protect the citizens of Bryan County, of the Choctaw Nation, and of Oklahoma.
Those wanting to get vaccinated are encouraged to sign up through the state's website. But Hansen explained no one will be turned away just because they didn't register in advance. The site opened on January 6th, and more than 800 people received their first dose that day. I'm Allison Herrera.
Oklahoma's delegation in the House votes against advocating the use of the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Meanwhile, the FBI is warning all 50 state capitals, including Oklahoma's, about threats of armed protests over the next few days. There are also calls for Governor Stitt to fire his new strategic communications director over insensitive remarks on social media. The day before violence at the U.S. Capitol last week, Carly Acheson tweeted the National Republican Congressional Committee has already put House Democrats in body bags. A STIT spokesman told the Associated Press the comments weren't meant to be taken literally. The chair of the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board is resigning for health reasons. Robert Gilliland sent a letter to Governor Stitt saying a lengthy hospital stay and ongoing medical issues would prevent him from giving his work on the board the attention it deserves. Stitt says his administration is looking for Gilliland's replacement, but for now, Adam Luck will serve as acting chair. The governor praised Gilliland for helping the board carry out the largest single-day commutation in U.S. history and for his leadership throughout his tenure as chair. Oklahoma City crews are working to finish their first pass of cleanup from October's ice storms. City officials say workers have picked up more than 60,000 tons of debris so far, and initial estimates of about 100,000 tons from the storm seem to be on the low side. The city's utility director says crews have about 60% of the first pass complete, and the second pass of pickup is expected to begin in early February. You can find a map of the storm debris progress on the city's website at okc.gov. And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, the Oklahoma Territorial Museum and Historic Carnegie Library in Guthrie hosts a traveling poster exhibit opening Monday, February 1st. World War I Lessons and Legacies was created by the Smithsonian in honor of America's entry into the war to end all wars in 1917 and explores the war and its lasting impact on American life. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at kosu.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.